This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. According to the World Health Organization, malaria killed an estimated 500,000 people in 2013. One obstacle in slowing the spread of the disease is the fact that even patients who have been successfully treated may still harbor a form of the parasite for days or weeks after they've recovered. That means they can pass malaria to mosquitoes who pass it to other people. Now, researchers think they have found a new weapon in the fight against malaria, Viagra. WCAI science editor Heather Goldstone joins me now with more. Good afternoon, Heather.
Hi, Steve.
Heather, could Viagra really help stop the spread of malaria?
This new study by a team of European scientists certainly makes it look like a possibility worth further consideration, not as a treatment to stop people's symptoms, but as a way of keeping them from being contagious.
Why? What is it that Viagra is doing to the malaria parasite?
Well, let's start with what Viagra does in humans. Viagra blocks the cell's ability to break down a molecule called CGMP. When CGMP builds up in the muscle cells that line blood vessels, those blood vessels relax. That increases blood flow, and as we all know, voila, that's how you get an erection. The malaria parasites obviously don't have blood vessels, they don't get erections, but what they do have is some of the same cellular machinery. And what this new study shows is that Viagra causes the buildup of a similar molecule, CAMP, in the sexual or reproductive stage of malaria. That excess CAMP causes the outer membranes, kind of the casings of both the malarial cells and the human red blood cells they infect, causing them to become more rigid. And that's really fortuitous because that means that the spleen could naturally eliminate those cells.
How so?
Well, the spleen is basically just a blood filter. And healthy red blood cells are kind of squishy. They're what's called deformable, and they can squeeze through the mesh. Old or damaged red blood cells are stiffer, and they naturally get caught. In this new study, mesh filters did the same thing to the malaria-infected red blood cells with high levels of CAMP. So the thinking is that Viagra treatment could enable the spleen to clear the infected cells out of the blood. And of course, if there are no infected cells in the blood, then the next mosquito who comes along can't pick up the parasite, pass it to somebody else, and you've broken the chain of transmission. Matt Marty, a malaria researcher at Harvard School of Public Health, says that researchers have only recently realized how important that is.
10 or 15 years ago, everybody would have said, well, transmission is going to go away if we just treat. But nowadays, if we want to eliminate the parasite from a whole population, then we have to block transmission. And so therefore, I think that study is very timely.
So how long before malaria patients start receiving the Viagra treatment?
Well, the senior author of this study, Catherine Lavazek, is the first to say that while they're excited about the discovery, they are also very aware that this is only the first step toward an actual clinical application.
It's not done yet. It's just a proof of concept. It's really exciting, yes, but there are a lot of exciting findings in the field. A lot of people work on promising drugs and vaccines.
Viagra's effectiveness against malaria will need to be tested in mice and then in humans, which Lavazek says they are hoping to do next year. They're also hoping to find a way to modify the active ingredient in Viagra or find something closely related that will still make the infected red blood cells stiffen up without doing the same to other parts of the human body.
That's WCAI science editor Heather Goldstone. Thanks, Heather.
My pleasure.
Our weekly conversations with Heather are part of the Living Lab radio project. Major support for Living Lab is provided by the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment and by the Candida Fund. Additional support is provided by Lee McGraw and the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation.